Fair Land, Fair Land by A.B. Guthrie, Jr.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedication. To Robert F. Cubbins, my friend, promoter, and goad. Author's note. I have sworn more than once to write no more about the early day West, and just as often have broken the vow. I break it again, for one reason among others. In my series of novels, mostly about the interior Northwest, I left a time gap, roughly from 1845 to 1870. Here I have undertaken to fill it. Though the story is complete in itself, it belongs chronologically between The Way West and These Thousand Hills. No writer escapes deaths. My thanks, then, to Ruth K. Hapgood, my helpful editor, to my wife, Carol, an acute and gentle critic, and to my stepson, Bill Herb Luthen, no poor critic himself, both of whom have encouraged me and waited on my work almost page by page, and to the Great Falls Public Library and the Center of Military History, Department of the Army, for ready and abundant assistance. Part 1. Chapter 1. Dick Summers climbed the ridge from the channeled valley, glad enough to be leaving Oregon behind him. He hadn't said goodbye to any of the wagon train people who had hired him for a guide. Goodbyes were something like gravestones. Yeah. Rest in peace, you sodbusters. May the Lord bless you, good men and weak. Here's hoping your plows pay off in berries or melons or apples or...